Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is so wonderful to have you along. Oh boy, I have such amazing guests all the time, and I'm going to be interviewing another one today. Her name is Dr. Manon Bolliger, and she promotes patient consciousness in the healing process, and she's an author, radio host, naturopathic doctor, founder of the Bowen College, and director of Cornerstone Health Center. She has served as department head of the Boucher College of Naturopathic Medicine since 2004, and over the past two decades, Dr. Bolliger has treated thousands of patients and taught many professional medical health care providers. Beyond trauma and pain relief, her diversified experience guides individuals through a healing process, which is both very empowering and nurturing, highlighting the importance of truly listening in the doctor-patient relationship. As I said before, she did pioneer the creation of the Bowen College, the first Canadian college of its type to embrace the legacy of Tom Bowen. She has taught the Bowen technique to more than 800 professional healthcare practitioners, including NDs, MDs, psychologists, nurses, homeopaths, RMTs, chiropractors, doctors of osteopathy, and many practitioners in the healing arts. And she also offers entry-level workshops like Reboot Your Body, and that teaches methods to reset the body so it can heal. And she's also contributed significantly to the body of knowledge with the first with the Bowen First approach. And I also want to, before I introduce her, I want to talk about some of her achievements. In 1992, she won the award for excellence in homeopathic medicine. That's the Dr. R.B. Farquharson Award, the co-founder of Canadian Council for homeopathic certification. She's also the fellow of Canadian Academy of Homeopathy after completing 4-year postgraduate course with Dr. Andre Sain, is also an ND. That was in 1996. She's also studied under a wide variety of homeopaths in the New England School of Homeopathy, the Dynamis School of Homeopathy with Jeremy Schur, Bombay School with the Massimo. Can you tell me what that is?
Massimo. That's fine.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you know what? Now that she's had to help me pronounce some things, I'm so happy to welcome Dr. Manon Bolliger. Hello, Dr. Manon.
Well,
how are you?
Well, good, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak, you know, to the people that you're serving. And, you know, I'm available for any types of questions. As you know, there's quite a varied background, all in
health,
obviously.
Yes, you certainly do.
But
could you tell us a little more about yourself, firstly?
Okay.
About your background, about how you got into how you got into what you did.
Well, I actually got into it I actually have a law degree that goes on and on the list of my trajectory of how I ended up doing what I absolutely am passionate about. For those of you listening that are clear where you're going, hang on, just keep going because it does come together at one point. But I was going into law because I was really interested in understanding, you know, first of all, I wanted to help people, but I wanted to educate people on making, you know, real decisions coming from their value system and what they believed and, you know, becoming conscious of this. I was quite, at that time, which is, you know, quite a while ago, very active in, you know, in so-called third world or developing policy, and I was looking at human rights. I was looking at, you know, all the different sort of, you know, how are we treating humans? And it kind of led me down a whole different path of how are we staying healthy? What are we doing? And this is where I started looking at, you know, pharmaceutical interest, I was looking at, you know, different policies with different licensing boards, and I got interested in all that, and then I just got far more interested in health than I got in policy. So that's how I changed course of, you know, direction of what I decided I'd study more in depth. So then I did my pre-med and went down that route. And, you know, one of the issues that also fascinated me when I, you know, was pregnant with my first child, I became very conscious that everything I was putting into my mouth was important. So I was starting to look at, where are we getting our foods? You know, are we, am I eating the right things? You know, what's going to help this baby thrive? So it's as if before it was only me, and once I had to take care or be responsible for another human being, everything shifted, and I needed to look at, you know, also, was I going to vaccinate? What did I think about that? You know, how would I treat this child when he got sick? And it's just, so it was research. I really kept looking at what's out there and how do I feel about what's out there, and, you know, what can I stand behind? What can I live with? And what do I want to do? And so the more and more I got into that, the more I realized that this is how I wanted to contribute in the world and really get clear. And this led me not only to through naturopathic school and all that, but it actually led me to my LISTEN program, which is really what I'm teaching people to do. How do you listen to your body and know what is aligned with your core values and health? And it's a process that I think, you know, after, I guess it's 23 years of practice now with patients, it's one of the most important issues that I've seen in my private practice is, you know, do I do chemo? Do I do this? Do I take cortisone shots, for example? I've got pain, you know. How does that work? And, you know, and that's where, you know, when you repeat yourself over and over again, you realize there's a lack of knowledge. And, you know, part of what I need to do is try and educate people. Like, for example, you know, cortisone shots. What does it do to the body? What are the effects and what's it aimed at? Sure, decreasing inflammation. So let's say you've injured yourself. So your shoulder hurts, you can't. It's immobilized, right? Because your body's protecting it from motion. You have pain. So people say, okay, well, you know what, you go to your general GP and they'll usually recommend cortisone shots, some form of pain management if it's not as bad. And then they typically recommend physio, right? And there's nothing wrong with physio. It absolutely has its place. But what I've noticed over and over again is if you don't deal with the stress that the body received from the injury, if you don't deal with the innate healing ability that the body has, which one, it wants to protect itself. The other one is that it can heal. But if you don't trigger that, then you actually keep the pattern going. And yes, we can decrease the inflammation, but what will happen to the calcification and the scar tissues and all the stuff that the body will do when all it knows is, I need to protect myself, I need to protect myself? That's the sort of ongoing sort of broken record that the body is getting. So, so, you know, when people say, hey, should I take a cortisone shot? Well, it's a complicated, you can't just answer yes or no. You got to actually understand what it does. You got to understand whether there are alternatives and, you know, how, if you do something different, how your body might respond so that it's not just a dream. Oh, yes, of course, my body can heal. You know, I'll press that magic button. But here are concrete things that you need to know and do to achieve those results, right? So that's kind of, you know, I guess that answers somewhat how I got to my, you know, the education part and why I got into this and how I got passionate about, you know, helping people get informed but also have perspective on information so that they make decisions based on their core values.
Okay.
And
well,
I can give you more personal,
pretty...
but...
There's more going
well,
on.
Well, that's
I was
up to you on how
well.
Personal you want to get. That's up
well,
to you on
know,
how personal you want to get.
Well, you know, I have found that when I was sick myself, I did not share mm-hmm. what I went through with my patients
right.
because I felt that, you know, part of it is I need to be there for them. So a lot of things I lost is that I need to be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot
right.
of key things I only understood in retrospect, you know, not while I was going through my stuff, you know. And mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've worn both hats is what I'm saying. I have been exposed to being a patient and seeing
mm-hmm.
what happens as a patient when you go into the, you know, conventional medical system and when you go to the alternative practitioners. You know, I've seen kind of like what it is because you don't treat yourself in that sense. You treat yourself in the sense that you need to know what you want, but it's not like you can apply some of the therapies to you directly. It's always better to have someone look at you from a different perspective as well and help you, you know, help with what their skill sets are. But you've got to be 100% prepared to have done all the work that you can do and know what that work is before you get there. You know, so I've learned
right,
that process
right.
On my own because I had multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know that was you know quite an experience to
right.
to have, and I no longer have it. It's not in me anymore. So I've been you know diagnosed that way and been in the patient's shoes, and also obviously in the doctor's shoes because I've treated it
mm-hmm.
since, and I've treated other so-called incurable diseases, which I actually don't believe we have really incurable diseases. I think it's we have lack of knowledge. And lack
right,
of proper guidance,
right.
you know. I mean,
right.
I'm not saying there may be some genetic ones, yes. But as far as diseases and conditions,
mm-hmm.
no. I think, you know, there is definitely hope and possibility. And, you know, and science is definitely paving the way, right, you know, to
absolutely.
All the possibilities, you know. So.
Oh, okay. Now that you bring this up, I have an interesting question to ask. They,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've heard of the power of positive thinking, and it can
mm-hmm.
help you a lot, but at the same time, how realistic is it, say, to laugh your way and stay positive as much as you can if you're battling cancer, even at the end stage? How realistic is it to say that just being positive and laughing at funny movies all the time will cure you? Because this is the kind of thing that I have heard, and I'm not sure whether to believe it or not.
Mm. Well, I think, again, that's where context helps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there definitely have been studies that laughter increases
mm-hmm.
positive energy and feeling in the body.
Sure.
So,
and that
so
makes
does
sense.
Prayer, right? And so does
mm-hmm.
prayer. Not that it's laughing, but it's like something you believe in and you do. That has
right.
shown positive, you know, effect, right? But the thing is that your body has to believe your mind. So in other words, if you're just thinking positive affirmation,
mm-hmm.
but your body feeling fright and panic and doesn't believe your thoughts, you're not going to get anywhere, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like a mantra of phony positiveness. You actually have to feel on every cell of your body that your body can heal, or let's say if you are on your way out, that you can leave peacefully, that
right,
you're at peace
right.
with your life where it is.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That
okay.
you're at peace
mm-hmm.
with what's happening. So to me, you know, the I mean, in you know, again, the latest research in science, right, in you know, science of the mind, basically, will tell you that we can, you know, create the possibility. Of course we can, because nothing is impossible, but it's not a thought. It's it has to be a feeling state where our whole body is aligned. And so that's part of what has to happen. I actually had, I wasn't going to bring this one up, but since you're talking about cancer, I had stage 4 cancer. And, you know, so I was told that, well, you know, I've got to get my uterus out. How dare I not comply with the, you know, the rules at the time of what was asked of me. This is 19 years old. And I just said, you know what, it's not aligned with my core belief systems. I got sick, and I know why, and I believe that most patients know why. And I'm not saying, you know, environment, all these things are factors. There's not one cause. But when, as a patient, you can identify what's happening in your life that caused mm-hmm. you this undue, incredible stress and this lack or this increase in chaos, then you know what to do to get out of it. At least you know that you can mm-hmm. change mm-hmm. things. And when right. you start doing things that are loving to you, that are aligned with taking care of yourself and, you know, being on purpose and trusting, you're in a different space and your body vibrates completely differently. So, you know, whether you decide to align yourself with chemotherapy, if you do that with that feeling that this is exactly what's right for me,
right,
and
right.
you have enough information, you have everything you need, you're going to have a better outcome than if you come mm-hmm. in there panic-stricken and completely unsure and thinking, oh, my God, maybe I shouldn't do this, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's why I believe aligning yourself with mm-hmm. what you believe once you have information. And this is where you really check core values. This is what we have to do, you know, I think, to really feel comfortable. And then you can make a decision that's informed, that feels right, that vibrates properly, you know, in energy terms. And then, you know, the likelihood that you will do exactly what you're meant to do in this life is more likely to happen. You won't be fighting and screaming. You'll be, you know, giving it your all, and your body will know this. You know, so that's how I see it. And, you know, I gave it my all my own way. And, you know, I'm here, right? So there is no doom mm-hmm. and gloom. And, you know, I think for me it's, you know, likely the reason I'm so strong in this message is because I've gone through it myself. And, you know, I knew this is not my time. And, mm-hmm. you know, and then I had to mm-hmm. ask myself the next questions, right?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. So I'm going to ask you now, I'd like to know more about your program, the Reboot Your Body. Could you tell us more about what that is about?
All right. Well, what I found is that in my practice, I was doing something mm-hmm. called Bowen therapy. And Bowen mm-hmm. first is really the part that I contributed to the therapy. The therapy was named after a guy named Tom Bowen. And, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. I've really advanced his work greatly. But what I noticed is Reboot, which is the basic first treatment that allows the body to realign. If I give you an analogy, you know, when you have a computer and you're on Word and Excel sheets and PowerPoint or whatever
right.
people are on, and
right.
then things kind of get weird, right? Like, you know, the program doesn't save, it does this, the little wheel spins, and, you know, you're thinking, well, what am I going to do with this program, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever I've asked for technical help, what do they say? They say power down and restart. And, you know, so my son who's in this field, he'd say, Mom, just reboot. Have you rebooted? I've heard this so
uh-huh,
many times.
I see.
I'm going to call my program Reboot because what we need to do is actually deal with physiological stress, right? We have stress in our body,
yes.
whether
yes.
our minds know it or not. And when we have stress, none of our systems work. So our circulatory
right.
system doesn't work. Our digestion mm-hmm. doesn't work. You know, our sleep doesn't work. Our
no.
hormones don't work. We can't digest. We can't, you know, eliminate properly. So what I found is that, you know, when I would do this treatment, you know, with patients, they would go, oh my God, I just feel like my body's starting up again. And all these systems are not really broken. They're just misinformed. They've gone haywire. And when you reboot, what happens is then, you know, let's say you are seeing, you know, a naturopathic doctor or a dietitian or whomever you're seeing, and you're taking vitamins. Well, suddenly the vitamins become more effective because you're digesting them properly. And so what happens, it's like a bottom line reset so that everything you do works better. And, you know, I mean, it's true that itself on its own can work quite well and make such a difference. But the real excitement I have of it is that people see that they can heal. And that's the biggest thing. People say, wow, my body can do this. Well, if my body can do that, which includes, you know, eliminating pain to a great degree, then what else can it do? And I think that's part of the empowerment message that I really, you know, I want to encourage people to at least attempt and see for themselves. Are they willing to have their bodies or the bodies of their, you know, aging parents or their kids, whomever is in their, you know, family or community, are they willing to see that change and see what else you can do? Because our bodies are so, you know, amazingly built, right? And it's a question of tapping into it. So, you know, that's really what I hope to capture and teach in the Reboot program. And it's so easy. Like, I made it, obviously, you know, anatomy, physiology, all those things are helpful to understand and to go deeper, you know, if you really want to treat, you know, more professionally. But the very basic Reboot, everyone can do. And that's why, you know, I created that, because some of my patients, you know, from Nova Scotia are using the program now for their children, you know, to get them to sleep better, or for their aging parents. And it's like the feedback I'm getting is so exciting and rewarding. And, you know, people realize, yeah, we can do this, you know, on our own, and we can help people on our own. So,
right.
And yeah, so that's a little bit about it. Have any more questions on it, or
no?
Your
I mean that's actually no. I mean that's. I think what you're doing is really wonderful, because a lot of people are not even aware of this kind of treatment or healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're doing is really, really good. So my last question for you is: how can people connect with you?
Okay, well, if you go to my website, so it's, you know, www.drmanon, M-A-N-O-N, and then Bolliger, Bolliger.com. There's, you know, there's lots of different things that I've been part of. There's also programs. And if you go there, there's the Reboot program, which I talked about, the Listen program.
Yes.
You know, there's lots of different options there. And you get, you know, an intro to it, you know, find out if it fits you, if you're interested, and then you can take, you know, the next step, because they are available online, and that's really, you know, what I wanted at this stage. People can work with me personally. I have different programs for that. And I also can refer to people more locally that do parts and pieces of what I do. So I think that's about the best
that's
I can
great. That's
and
great.
Then
it's
my book too, if people are interested.
Yeah. So you have it all on your website, everything, your programs, your books.
Yes.
That's great. So are you on Facebook and Twitter?
I am, and again, it's under Dr. Manon Bolliger. You know, so whatever the Facebook tag and Twitter is the same.
Okay.
And that's all those tags are on my email. My email, my website, sorry.
Okay, great. Now, I was going to ask, do you have any final words to say to the audience?
Well, I think, you know, it's to include health in a serious way in your life, because without it, there really isn't life, you know, and when you look at all the chronic diseases and all these things that could be prevented and the things currently right now that you can do to reverse things, you know, how you live is really how you heal. And so look at how you're living.
Okay. You're right. Just take a good look at how you're living and what your emotional and physical and every state is. So that
everything,
tells you right there. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Manon. That was wonderful. You provided a lot of great information, and I'm sure they found it, I'm sure the audience found it extremely valuable, as I did. So thank you again for taking the time to be my guest.
Thank you.
And you have, and you have yourself a wonderful day. Everyone, you be well.
You
have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.